It's the 1st of July today, and it's Fionn Jones from the Consultation Institute. And I want to make a comment on the government amendment to the localism bill. It's rather an important one that's been introduced at this late stage. And it's to do with the circumstances under which a local authority can say no to a referendum. Now, referendums can be called for a variety of reasons under the new localism bill. One of them is when 5% of the population demands it. Another situation is when councillors demand it. And what the new amendment says is that the number of circumstances under which the council can say, no, we won't have a referendum, is much wider. It includes, for example, circumstances where it's going to cost too much as a proportion of the income of the local authority. Or the other situation is where there already has been a referendum on the same subject in the last 4 years. But the one that's really caught our eye is that it won't have to hold a referendum if there are other processes in place where obviously there is a way of taking the temperature, the mood of the public. Now, the press reports talk about one of those processes being consultation processes. The actual wording of the amendment doesn't say consultation. It says processes where you can hear representations from the public. Now, it could be, but we don't yet know for sure, that this is this avoidance of the word consultation is because the courts are getting increasingly interventionist in demanding of consultation a whole set of behaviours and standards and best practice, such as the ones we advocate. And maybe by avoiding the word consultation, the government feels that it's going to be less demanding upon it. Nevertheless, the impact of all of these is to give the councils far more opportunities to say no. But, you know, I don't think it's going to work. Because if there is a head of steam in a local community behind a desire for a referendum, and if you get 5%, that invariably means thousands and thousands of people signing a petition wanting one, I think it's going to be politically extremely difficult for councillors to say no. This, I think, is a loophole that might not prove to be as effective as the government hopes. This is Fionn Jones and the Consultation Institute on the 1st of July.